paragraph Dalit, the final paragraph of this halacha. V'alkein chayev b'chalitzat sminol. And this is why a person who is excommunicated is obligated to remove his shoes. Can't walk in shoes. Like we do on Tisha B'Av. Ki minol do itza. Because the shoes of a person are the wife. The wife is referred to as the shoes. V'hu bebechinas kosno soyer. And that's this concept of these garments of leather in which Hashem dressed Adam and Chava after the Eitz Hadas. Bechinas malach memtes. That's also this term, shoe, is a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to this angel, the chief angel in heaven, who's called the malach memtes. Shehu bechinas Mishnah. He corresponds to the Mishnah, the six elements of Mishnah, kosher, shu kosher, posel, tomei, tohar, osur, mutar. V'al kenom rabbi senuzal, and this is why our rabbis tell us, la'oilam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo, v'yikach min olayim l'raglav, that a Jew should be willing to sell everything he owns in order to buy shoes for his feet. That's how important the shoes are. Ki hamin olim heim bechinas shmira yisera, because the shoes are an exceptional protection for a person. All of my clothing is a protection, in a sense. It protects my dignity, but the shoes especially, from stepping on dirt, mud, nails, all kinds of terrible things. Ki heim boraglin, because shoes are worn on the feet. Sheshom tzrichin shmira yisera mehem. That's where a Jew needs the greatest protection from them, from the sitrachra. Ki heim bebechinas halochis, bechinas memtes, bechinas minol shel talmid chacham. Because the shoes correspond to these laws, these halochas, which correspond to the malach memtes, who's referred to as the shoes of the talmid chacham. V'alkein talmid chacham osur loy leilech yochif. And this is why a talmid chacham is forbidden to walk barefoot, because he needs these shoes, this protection. And therefore a Jew who insulted Talmidei Chachamim, or he showed disrespect to Talmidei Chachamim, they are the authority, they're the ones who bring forth final, who render final decisions of halacha. Therefore that person, when they put him into cherem, when they excommunicate him, he has to remove his shoes to show that this was his mistake, this was his error, that he removed himself from the shoe, from the Talmidei Chachamim. V'yalkein al esrim v'arbo dvorim minadin. And now you'll understand also this number, the number 24, where the Gemara says that there, for 24 different reasons, a Jew can be excommunicated. Ki amalchus hu bebechinas esrim v'arbo sforim. Because the kingdom of Hashem is the 24 books of the Torah, the 5 books of the Chumash, and the other 19 books. Bepechinas, as the pasuk says, v'samti kadkoid shimshay sayach kamuva. I will place your shemesh, your light, meaning the Torah, kadkoid. Kadkoid is chof dalid, 24. That's these 24 books of the Torah that shine a light for Klal Yisrael. They're also referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as the chof dalid kishutei kala, the 24 adornments of the bride. When a bride gets married and she comes to her husband all dressed in white with all the beautiful adornments, the Zohar HaKadosh Gemara referred to it as the 24 different adornments. And the 24 adornments of Klal Yisrael are the 24 books of the Torah. That's our clothing. That's the Chalukah de Rabbanon. That's the shoes. That's the garments that protect us from the Klipois and the Sitrachra, etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, still within the same halacha, still within Reishis Hagez, but he's touching on a number of major different topics. V'alkein chayovim likroya alames. Now you'll understand also why when a close relative passes away, or a person's rabbi, a person's Rebbe Muvhak, when a person tears their garments. Ki sitra damoisa hu al yidei pigam eitz hadas, al yidei pigam abris. Because the other side, the sitra achra, the sitra the moisa, is all the result of the defect of falling into the eitz hadas, partaking from the eitz hadas. Aydei pegam abris, through pegam abris. Shaydei zeh hu pegam habegodim anal. That brings about a defect in the clothing. V'al kein koirin habegodim. This is why when a person passes away, we tear the garments. We said because the sitra achra, which is called death, is pegam eitz hadas, which is pegam in the garments, defective garments. Ki pegam habegodim aydei b'chinas machloikis. Because a defect in the clothing, defective clothing, is a result of machlokes. Shemishom sitra demaisa. Machlokes is the source for the sitra achra, the source of death. We find by Yosef HaTzadik, it says his brothers couldn't talk peace to him. They couldn't talk to him in peace. And then when they meet up with him, what do? They take his garment, his special garment, that his father gave him, the Ksenis Pasim, and they dip it in blood. What is blood? The opposite of whiteness. They want to show that this is the Machlokes. He's Machlokes. He's red. He's Machlokes. V'zeh b'chinas begodim kruim shenikruim l'shnei chalokim. And this is also the concept of torn garments, where garments are torn in two. When we say tearing the garment, means, you know, really tearing a garment is tearing it into two pieces. Shnei chalokim. The word chalokim is, you know, machlokes, as we said. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Neir HaYor, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 127 in Likutei Moharan, shehabegodim tzriichen liyoy shleimim tomid v'loy kruim, that a Jew has to be careful at all times never to wear a torn garment. Kihem shmira, because the garments are a protection. A torn garment is like a broken window, like an open door. Chas v'shalom. Ki kishehem shleimim ve'enom nikroim, when the garments are whole and they're not torn into two parts, hazai hem bebchinas shalom. That's when the garments represent peace. Vazai hem bebchinas shmira kanal, and that's when they can serve as a protection.